white collar conservative flashing down the street, pointing their plastic finger at me. They'll pursue my kind of drop and dive, but I'm gonna wave my free flag. It's time for me to die. So let me live my life the way I want to. There. Sing on, brother. Play on.
Stress may feel like a constant, and one that may lead to heart disease and stroke. But what if we focus on what we can control and turn those stressful minutes into our me time? Sometimes just taking a deep breath can make a difference. Or going on a short walk, maybe even taking a nap to recharge. Managing your stress means managing your health, so it's important to take back your moments. This is your me time. Own it. Learn more about reducing stress at heart.org/stress.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
Spack Brothers Pizza joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh. Spack Brothers Pizza offers pizza, hoagies, and wings, and they specialize in vegan and vegetarian alternatives. They're located at 5107 Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. For more information, 412-362-SPAK or online at spackbrothers.com. Hey, my name is Paul. I host a little show called Viva La Mock right here on WRCT, which you can hear on Friday nights. However, right now, for the next 30 minutes, it's my pleasure to showcase for you the music of Buffalo Tom. from their fourth album, Big Red Letter Day. That's Soda Jerk from Buffalo Tom. Now, to give you some background, Buffalo Tom formed in the second half of the 1980s at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst by three friends, Bill Janovitz, Chris Colburn, and Tom McGinnis. Now, all three were actually guitar players, so in order to actually start the band, Colburn switched to bass and McGinnis went to drums. From their third album, Let Me Come Over, here's Taillights Fade.
Sister, can you hear me now? Ringing in your ears. I'm down on the ground. My love's been dry for years. I'm lost in the dark. And I feel like a dinosaur. Broken face and broken hands. I'm a broken man. In her world, the story was much like mine. She could be my Valentine. And although we've never met, I won't forget her yet. She cut herself off from her past. Now she's alone at last. Jesus Christ, could not help my faith, but I'm underneath the gun. I'm singing about my past, had myself a wonderful thing, but I could not make it last.
Rachel, tell me, is not very sure her. A little girl inside her uniform. But aren't you really just a penny whore? Rachel, tell me what I'm waiting for. But aren't you really just a pantyhose? Rachel, tell me what I'm waiting for. If you gotta think about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta talk about it, she's not your thing. If you gotta think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it. Without you, it's over at 8. Not a lot of talking at you to fill the space. So if you wanna think about it, talk about it, call about it, shout about it, fight about it, sing about it, talk about it. Pretty face that makes my life so hard to taste. It's not your pretty skin, 'cause it's too thin. If I gotta think about it, she's not my thing.
She's Not Your Thing from Buffalo Tom's 2011 album, Skins. Now, before that, you heard Rachel from the 1998 album, Smitten, and the entire set started off with Taillights Fade from their 1992 album, Let Me Come Over. Now, the origin of the band's name, Buffalo Tom, came from a friend of theirs who came up with the name Buffalo Bill. Now, he was playing slightly off of the band Buffalo Springfield, but the fact that Bill Janovitz was doing most of the vocal duties, they thought that'd be funny. But then the band took it one step further and said, wouldn't it be funnier if we called it Buffalo Tom, referencing the shyest member of the band, drummer Tom McGinnis. And I guess from there you can say the rest is history.
Thank you.
That's Sunflower Soup by Buffalo Tom, taken from their 1989 self-titled debut album. Before that, it was the title track from their 1990 Bird Brain album. And speaking of title tracks, we started the entire set with the title track from their Three Easy Pieces album, which came out in 2007. Now, we have time for one more song, and since you just heard something from their 1989 debut, why not fast forward to 2018 and end the set with something from their ninth studio album, Quiet in Peace. From that album, here's All Be Gone. Thanks for listening.
Was it time coming and going? A time wanting but not really knowing. We took the boat out of the water. Already missing my son and missing my daughter.
That was a 30-minute set to the music of Buffalo Tom right here on WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey, don't forget, Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, they're located in Millville. They're open 7 days a week. They're family-owned and operated, and they pay for quality used records and CDs. No collection too big, no collection too small. Contact them today at 412-821-8484.
Hey, that's one nice new bike, Josie.
Yeah, birthday present. Rides really smooth, too. Oh, and I see you finally got a new helmet.
I did. Bought it cheap online.
Love those side wings.
Hey, are you hungry?
Yeah, I'm starving. And need some water, too.
Okay, follow me. We'll turn off here.
I'm right behind you.
Hey, watch the cars. They can be crazy.
Called 911. They should be here soon.
Was this young man hit by a car?
Yes, and I'm concerned because his helmet is smashed and cracked open.
It's a brand new helmet.
It's probably a fake.
Please help him.
Fakes cause real harm. You're smart. Buy smart.
Go for real.
Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
the same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you. The good times we had before you went away. Oh, me. Walk right back to me this minute. Bring your love to me, don't send it. I'm so lonesome every day. I want you to tell me why you walked out on me. I'm so lonesome every day. Since you walked out on me, nothing seems to be the same old way. Think about the love that burns within my heart for you, the good times we had before you went away.
Won't pay the rent before it's earned. Our money's always spent. got flowers in the spring. I got you to wear my ring.
Time for you. Charlie Watts. Charlie Watts, ladies and gentlemen.
When I wake up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's waking up with you. And when I get up, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting up with you. If I get wild, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's getting wild with you. And if I haver, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's havering to you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. When I'm working, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's working hard for you. And with the money, oh, it's for the work I do, I'd spend almost every cent on you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I go, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going over you. But I would walk 500 miles and I would walk 500 more just to be a man who walks 1,000 miles before I'm at your door. When I'm lonely, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's lonely without you. And when I'm dreaming, well, you know I'm gonna dream about the time that I'm with you. When I go out, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's going out with you. And when I come home, well, you know I'm gonna be the man who's coming home to you. I'm gonna be the man who's coming home.
Stop my heart from loving you. If you love somebody enough, you'll follow wherever they go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. If you love somebody enough, you'll go where your heart wants to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I know if you've seen her, you tell me, 'cause you are my friend. I've got to find her and find out the trouble she's in. If you tell me that she's not here, I'll follow the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. She would get mad and she used to say that she'd come back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I haven't eaten a bite or slept for 3 days and nights. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. I've got to find her and tell her that I love her so. I'll never rest till I find out why she had to go. Thank you for your precious time. Forgive me if I start to cry. That's how I got to Memphis. 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 That's how I got to Memphis.
Hey, kids, it's Krusty the Clown. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM. All right, where's my money? What? Chintzy College Station.
Mom and Dad used to argue about everything, especially about Dad's drinking. My family went from totally crazy to quiet, calm, and even peaceful when Mom...
Hey there, folks. Glad you could join me for all the best, the smoothest of the smooth, the cool and gentle sounds of what we call jazz.
Tired of the fluffy stuff? At WRCT Pittsburgh, jazz is a one-syllable word.
Before we get started, I'd like to remind you that the views, thoughts, and opinions expressed in this show are solely those of individuals involved and do not necessarily represent those of WRCT Pittsburgh and its members.
Welcome back from the 4th of July holiday. Hope it was good for everybody, no matter what you did. It was, for some people, a weekend of crimes, and more crimes. And in fact, the number of additional possible crimes that we are learning about related to the 2020 election and the time afterwards is wild. Ron DeSantis has also featured me in one of his campaign ads. We're going to talk about it. We were on the ground in Pickens, South Carolina for the Trump rally, Luke Beasley interviewing a bunch of people. The Children's Critical Critical Thinking book is finally out. I've got a copy here that I'm going to show you. It is an incredible day. But to start with, I want to start with an incredible interview that one of the failed former President Donald Trump's press secretaries did, where she says, you know, this new claim from Trump that he was talking about classified documents, but he didn't really have them in his hand. It was just bravado. He was just trying to impress people. It's directly contradicted by Stephanie Grisham, who says, I saw him do it on the Mar-a-Lago patio, which further suggests that indeed the recording in which it sounds like Trump is showing people classified documents, in which he says he's showing people classified documents, we don't need to look for a complicated explanation. The explanation is he was doing exactly what he said he was doing, showing people classified documents. Let's listen here to an interview on MSNBC with Trump's former press secretary, Stephanie Grisham.
Look, you know Donald Trump. Is it plausible Trump was showing classified documents to people in private meetings?
The short answer is yes. I watched him show documents to people at Mar-a-Lago on the dining room patio. So he has no respect for classified information, never did. You know, listening to that exchange every time, it just makes me so angry. He talks specifically that he should have declassified it, but he didn't. So there, I think, is proof. I believe also there's a portion of that audio where he says, you know, this is off the record. And I know mm-hmm. Donald Trump and knows the rules of reporters, and he knows if it needs to be off the record that they can't talk about it. So I think he was covering himself in that regard. And, you know, I was thinking about this earlier. I just want to say to your viewers, I don't think people understand how hard it is to get your classified permissions. I remember when I was going through it to get all of mine, I got held up because of a $13 KinderCare bill that I did not know about. And so I couldn't get clearance. They go through everything about you. It's very difficult to get a security clearance. And I think people, you know, they miss that's in the weeds, obviously, but to be showing it to people who haven't gone through the extreme vetting that you go through to get it.
Listen, we understand where she's going with this. This was not something that only allegedly happened that one time where it was on audio recording. And it never otherwise happened. And so it's plausible to say Trump was just talking about classified documents.